What did you say? Flagpole.
Take your stinking paw off me, you damn 38!
No!
You're a wizard, Harry.
In spite of everything you've done for them,
eventually they will hate you.
And I care! What is the deal?
No, do me a favor, Captain. Go fuck yourself.
Language!
Why so serious?
What's your favorite scary movie?
I'm Vengeance.
Avengers!
Assemble.
Brayden.
Andrew.
We are on the road to WrestleMania. Our first stop was at the Royal Rumble. Our next stop is in Australia at the Elimination Chamber.
In Perth, Australia.
Yeah, I didn't remember what city. That's why I didn't want to say it. There's been more than 10 years since Elimination Chamber's birth. 16 matches. 46
superstars. There's been more than 20. More than 20 years. 2002 was the first Elimination Chamber match.
Oh, you're right. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Triple H and Eric Bischoff like introduced it or whatever.
Yeah, and Shawn Michaels was the winner.
He was the winner. Spoiler alert to kind of what we're doing. Only 10 men, or I guess 10 people, can say they were the last man standing. Here's some a brief history of the Elimination Chamber. We did this before someone started recording, but do you know who has the most appearances?
Yes.
It
Randy Orton and Chris Jericho.
And how many do they both have?
Eight.
Eight appearances. Let's go.
I'm a wrestling genius.
You are a wrestling genius. Do you know who has the most eliminations in
Chris Jericho. Oh, in a single one?
My bad. Yeah, in a single Elimination Chamber.
Braun Strowman.
That is in the men's, yes.
Oh, the women's too?
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh, wait. Shayna Baszler.
You're good at this.
Yeah, she eliminated like everyone in that one.
Yeah, she had a clean sweep.
Yeah.
Wait, Braun Strowman had 5 eliminations in a 7-man match?
Yeah, that was a bit silly. He eliminated everyone but Roman, who won.
Ugh. I was about to ask if that was any good, but ugh. I don't think I like that.
Big Dog Roman. That was like 2017, I think.
Ugh.
Or no, I think it was 18, because 2017 was Randy won that chamber to... Or no, Randy won the Rumble that year, Bray won that chamber, and Randy versus Bray happened at Mania. Yeah.
All right, so here's another stat line. Do you know who's won the most elimination, or my bad, who has the most accumulated eliminations in a chamber match?
The total? Chris Jericho?
Yeah, Chris Jericho is number one. He has how many, do you think? Or did I already tell you? Okay. Now, let's see if you can guess number two.
Okay. Is it Triple H?
It is Triple H, but how many?
9.
No, less 8. Than that. Less than that.
7.
It is 7.
Dang, Chris Jericho got 3 more than Triple H?
Apparently so.
Did Chris Jericho even win? No, he won one Elimination Chamber.
He won one, yes. Yeah,
that's the only one he won when he beat the only one he won was the one where he pinned the fucking Undertaker because of Shawn Michaels, bro. Okay, it went to a great match, so I'm not even upset, but whatever.
Okay, number 3. You should get number 3 pretty easy.
Should I? John Cena.
No. He's actually in the 4th spot.
Randy Orton.
Yes, and there's 2 guys.
Ah, someone else is above John Cena. 6 eliminations.
Yes, 6 eliminations. Randy Orton and...
Edge.
No.
Edge
is actually 5th.
Okay, so I've gotten the top 5 aside from whoever's tied 3rd. Might need a hint here. Wait. Is it Batista?
No.
Yeah, I need a hint.
Uh, this guy was rarely ever in elimination chambers, I think, because his road to WrestleMania was always kind of clear cut.
Brock Lesnar.
No, he's in fifth place as well.
How is he? He was in like one chamber.
He has four eliminations.
Oh my god. He was rarely in the chamber. Is he still on the roster?
No, he is retired now.
How long ago did he retire?
Well, tell you. 2022?
21? Oh, I don't fucking know.
I say rarely in the chamber, but he may have been in more than what I'm thinking.
Mind to give me this one? I don't know it.
He lost a chamber to Chris Jericho.
The Undertaker? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought he was only in like three chamber matches.
Yeah, he has six eliminations with Randy.
Wow!
Yeah. Shit's crazy.
He's had fucking six eliminations in three matches? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
He was like the last one to come out in two of those. That's why I was like, oh, it's probably not The Undertaker.
Okay, so inside the elimination,
I'm pretty sure he eliminated Jeff Hardy in one of those, though. Sorry. I know that stings a little bit.
Fuck! How could you? Why'd you have to bring that up?
I'm sorry. He lost that to Triple H, if that makes it any better.
No, not really.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you tell me which championship has been defended the most inside the chamber? I'll give you the amount of times. 9 times.
WWE Championship?
Yes.
Figured it's the only one that's been around, like, the whole time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anytime I think of the Elimination Chamber, for some reason, I always think of the World Heavyweight title.
I don't know, the first few Elimination Chamber matches were for that title, like the first three.
Yeah.
Because the Elimination Chamber used to just be a Raw thing for some reason. Like, the first four chambers are all just Raw, like on Raw pay-per-views. Well, some of them are on cross-brand pay-per-views, like SummerSlam Survivor Series, but the Raw matches.
So
was on Raw.
There's a lot of these, so you just give me the first one. Can you tell me what woman has been inside the most Elimination Chamber matches?
Oh, probably not. Asuka?
No.
Oh, Charlotte Flair?
No.
Bianca Belair?
No.
Sasha Banks?
Sasha Banks hasn't even been in one.
Well, she has. She won like the first.
Oh yeah, my bad. I realized. I saw her name afterwards.
And she was in the first women's Elimination Chamber match, that Alexa Bliss one. Is it Alexa Bliss?
Well, no, it is not Alexa Bliss.
Is it Bayley?
She is second. No, Bayley is also in second place.
What?
This person will put some distance in between her and anybody in second place come this next pay-per-view.
Oh, so she's in this next, this upcoming match.
Yes, what? She is.
Naomi?
Yeah. No.
Becky?
No.
Liv?
It is Liv.
Liv? How many has she been in? What?
She's been in four.
Four? She's just been in it every year, basically, since she's been on the roster then?
Pretty much. Yeah,
holy
pretty much.
Shit. I didn't realize that. Okay, I guess I need to go watch some of the older chamber women's chamber matches from the past
few years,
because I didn't know she was in that many.
And the final little bit of trivia of Elimination Chamber, can you tell me what pay-per-view it debuted at?
Yeah. Survivor Series.
2002, baby.
Yes, sir.
Who won the most?
Won the most what?
Elimination Chambers.
Triple H?
Yeah. How many did he win?
Four?
Yeah. Can you tell me what position has the most wins?
Oh, probably
it's
not.
It's a tie.
3 and 6.
No, 3. Okay, 6 is up there. 3 is not. 3 is second to last.
1.
No, 1 is second.
2.
No, 2 is dead last.
5.
Yes, 5 and 6.
Wow. The last two spots.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Wow.
But
it's like, that's like, hey, the now like the most wind rumble entrant is number 30. So it's like, yeah, if you're last, you know, you got the advantage pretty much. Or if you're second to last.
Yeah, I don't really like that. I like it. I like, you know, people running the gauntlet.
I like it just being like random numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, I like one or two kind of winning every now and again, and then, you know, you just get a three, and it's just not always the last dude.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's more of a heel place to win at, like, the very end rather than, like, a face thing. But maybe that's just me.
I mean, it's supposed to be random, so, I mean, in some cases it does make sense, but making it happen all the time is kind of annoying. Which it doesn't happen all the time, but it being 6 and 5 being the top two spots, kind of crazy.
Yeah, at 8 wins, and the second
second
was like 5 wins. So
okay, yeah, that's crazy.
Anyways, moving on into Elimination Chamber coming up in Australia here. We think we have what the order could be, but we're not exactly sure on.
Yeah, so we're just going to predict it in that order because it's what makes sense to us.
So we think they'll kick it off with an Elimination Chamber. I think the women's makes sense because the women's matches seem to cook. And I don't know. I feel like it's like the women's Royal Rumble and stuff, I feel like was better than the men's. And it's just like
way better.
Putting the women's matches on first is just, it kind of gets me like ready for the rest of the show. You know, and you got to be careful with that because sometimes, you know, you can take all the energy out of the crowd. But the women's matches are just pretty much perfect every time. So
I think it just makes sense given there's only 4 matches, 2 of them are chamber matches, and your other women's matches. I mean, I'll just spill the tea now. Probably going to be the main event because it's Rhea, Bloody Ripley.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't think, I don't think both the chamber matches would be that back-to-back, and I don't think both the women's matches would be back-to-back either.
Yeah, I agree. So, who do you think's going to start the match? Do we know who's going to start it all?
Okay, so our 6 participants, first of all, are Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and Raquel Rodriguez. Who's going to start?
I'll let you think who's going to start, and then I'll say who I think.
Okay, I think Raquel and Liv are going to start.
That is exactly who I was about to say. I was going to say, since they were a tag team, they're going to make them...
Same thought. Yep, we're on the same page.
So, who do you think comes out at 3?
Okay, let's see. I'm going to say... So Raquel, Liv, they're both faces right now. So this is kind of weird because Tiffany Stratton, she's the only heel in this match, right?
Yeah, but people like her, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, she's pretty awesome from what I've seen.
I keep seeing the meme and it's like, this person is not Jeff Hardy reincarnated. It's this person. And then you just hear, it's Tiffy time, baby. I'm like, okay.
Between like a couple people here. I'm gonna say Bianca. EST. The EST Bianca at 3.
You know what? I'm gonna go with you there and probably say Bianca as well.
Alright. And at 4?
At 4, I'm thinking probably Naomi.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Tiffy time here. I think this is where the heel comes in. And also, there's been some back and forth between like Bianca and Tiffy, and just like with how WWE does this type of thing. I don't know. I wonder if like Bianca versus Tiffany Stratton might be the WrestleMania match. That would be huge for Tiffany.
Yeah, that would be scary for Tiffany.
Yeah, that's true, but. She handled herself with Becky, so I mean they do trust her with like top talent.
Yeah, but would they put her over Bianca?
Oh no, I don't know. So Bianca is like undefeated at WrestleMania right now, and I don't think she's gonna lose to whoever she faces.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay, I think Naomi, and you think Tiffany?
Yeah.
All right. Then I guess I'm going to say Tiffany comes out last and Becky comes in at 5.
Okay, I'm saying Becky comes out at 5, Naomi comes out last. I'm just kind of saying okay. that because, like, Naomi started the Rumble, so I figure we'll show off her later spot in the chamber. And, like, I don't know, she could come in earlier and get, like, kind of eliminated early because... Okay, I guess we're going to predict the elimination order as well, so...
Yeah. So, the reason I think Tiffany will come out last is because I made the joke she's Jeff Hardy reincarnated. What did Jeff Hardy always fucking do?
Jump Climbed, off the top of the fucking pod.
Jumped off the shit. So I think that's why Tiffany comes in last. Because she's going to wipe out the entire women's chamber. And I think that's where your first elimination will come, is in the sixth spot after the sixth person comes out. I don't know who's going to get the pin exactly, but I feel like the first person that'll go out will probably be Liv.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Damn. I don't think I agree. Man, so I think I have my final two down, but I don't know everything before that. So, oh, man, dude, this is hard because, like, Liv just came back, Naomi just re-debuted, Raquel just came back, Tiffy just made her main roster debut, and then you got Becky, Bianca. Like, bro, this is so hard to predict. You know what? I'm going to say that Raquel goes out first, just because she started the match is my main reasoning there.
Well, I think Raquel goes out second, so.
Yeah. Well, I do not think Liv goes out second, so. I think Naomi goes out second. And I think they could also make maybe... I don't know if that would be good either. Like, Naomi, Tiffany, they could have a feud. And I feel like Naomi would put Tiffy over, but, like, since Naomi just came back, should she lose at Mania? If she has a match? You know? But, yeah, I'm saying Naomi's second.
This is for, what's her name? Rhea's title, right?
Yeah, this is to determine who faces Rhea. Well, Rhea or Nia at Mania.
Yeah. So... I say it goes Liv, Raquel, then Bianca.
Okay. I could see that. I'm going to say Raquel, Naomi, Tiffy, then Bianca. So my final two is Becky, Liv.
My final two are going to be Becky, Tiffany.
Okay. And do we both have Becky winning?
Yes, we both have Becky winning. Okay.
I don't see... a world where she doesn't win, but at the same time, we kind of discussed maybe, like, if Rhea, like, if they, you know, Rhea's probably going to be getting cheered to the moon since this is in Australia, and she's going against Nia Jax, and they're making her look like the underdog going into that match. So, if they, like, make Rhea a babyface after this, her facing Becky would be kind of weird. So, that's, like, the only way I see someone else winning this.
Who do you think gets the most eliminations?
Becky.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She's the man. Come on. And she's never won a chamber. So, I mean, I think she's going to be putting in work here.
I think it's going to go to... I think they're going to, like... They're going to help Naomi out. Because, like, Bianca's just in this match to be in this match. That's really the only reason I feel like she's in it.
Yeah.
So I think Naomi is probably going to get the most eliminations. I'm not going to give a number, but I do think Naomi will probably get the most.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Watch it be it. Yeah, I think, like I said, I think Bianca kind of has the Jeff Hardy spot in this. She's just kind of popular, so she's in the match.
Yeah.
Remember, Jeff Hardy always got thrown in the matches, and it's just like because he was popular, but never did you think Jeff was going to win?
Yeah, never. You never thought that guy was going to win an Elimination Chamber match?
Yeah.
I mean, Bianca's kind of different in that regard. You never know if she's going to win or not. She's kind of like John Cena in that regard.
Yeah, I guess that's a better comparison.
Okay.
So, moving on, we got Becky Lynch winning. Okay. Moving on, we got the Judgment Day versus Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know who these guys are.
Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. They were a tag team in NXT, and now they're a tag team on the main roster. I mean, Pete Dunne's been on the main roster for a while.
Oh, is that the guy from the Brawling Brutes?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So he's back to being Pete Dunne, so thank God. Butch was a terrible name. It's an awful name.
Yeah, wasn't he like a psychopath or something like that? As Pete Dunne or some show?
He liked breaking. Oh, it's Pete Dunne? I don't know. I don't know much about Pete Dunne.
Oh. Well, anyways, what is this? Is this match for the titles or something? Or yeah, Judgment Day? Not even. Okay, I got Judgment Day losing.
Losing?
Yeah.
Okay, we disagree on this one. I got Judgment Day winning.
Yeah, I got them losing just because I think the fall of the Judgment Day is about to happen.
I think that's going to happen after WrestleMania, if it is soon, though. And I see them taking the titles into WrestleMania. I think it's going to happen in the
lead-up.
I see them losing the titles at WrestleMania.
No. I think it'll be Damian versus Finn at WrestleMania.
Okay, we'll see.
With Dominic on Damian's side and JD on Finn's side. And R-Truth special guest refereeing.
I think they're just going to do Damian and Finn versus Truth and Miz for the titles at Mania. And Truth and Miz are going to beat them.
Yeah, no, they're not doing that. Okay. They're not putting titles on a 50-year-old Truth. Come on, man.
Okay. A 50-year-old Truth that's been selling merch like a maniac.
Dude, Truth just joined DX. Of course he's going to sell merch.
He did join DX.
Dude, he's the most accomplished faction guy ever. He's been in all of them.
Yes, he's fucking awesome. That's why he's going to win the titles, I'm telling you.
What's up?
R-Truth, he's about to be on top of the world. Well, he already kind of is, but he's on top of the WWE merch selling page.
Moving on from that, we got the Grayson Waller effect, and it'll be Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins.
I'm pretty excited for this, to be honest. But mainly because it's in Australia. I'm kind of looking forward to Grayson Waller more than I'm looking forward to Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins here. But also, I'm looking forward to how it progresses the whole storyline with the Bloodline and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah,
it kind of just feels like Seth Rollins is here, to be honest.
Yeah, it feels like they kind of, like, since Punk got hurt and Seth is hurt right now, they don't really have anything else for him to do. But they don't want to take the title off of him, so they've just kind of got him involved.
Yeah.
Luckily.
They have to be sure you see him as, you know, that top guy next to Roman.
Yeah. But the only reason I don't really have a problem with this is because Seth Rollins can work into this at any point by just saying Roman has never beat him.
Oh, yeah. No, Seth has so much history with Roman that, it works just fine.
Yeah, but it does feel a little silly that he is involved. I won't lie. Do you think The Rock will show up or anything like that? Like on cam, like on video, Skycam or something like that, or Skype or something?
I don't know. Who knows? I mean,
you want to make a bold prediction?
Are we rolling out that he won't be there?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just saying, period. Do you think we'll see The Rock at all?
I think we'll see him before we'll see Roman.
That's a fair, yeah.
I think he might be there. I think he might interrupt. Maybe. Possibly. Maybe. Do you
want to make any bold predictions?
Maybe it's Rock with, like, Jimmy and Solo or something, and Roman's just not there. So it's, like, Rock leading the Bloodline. What did you say before that?
I said, do you want to make any bold predictions for Elimination Chamber?
For this segment or just overall?
No, just in general.
I don't know.
Is your bold prediction The Rock will be there?
Sure. That'll be my bold prediction. The Rock will interrupt the Grayson Waller effect.
My bold prediction is Jeff Hardy will come back and beat Damian Priest in an impromptu match for the Money in the Bank title or Money in the Bank briefcase, and then Jeff Hardy will go to Roman Reigns' house and cash in and beat him. Dude, why has nobody done that? Have you ever thought about that?
I don't know. Why is Damian Priest not cashing on Seth Rollins while his leg's fucking broken?
I mean, yeah, I mean, we're both putting out good points here, but like, why not break into somebody's house when they're sleeping? Bring a referee.
That's kind of illegal.
So?
What do you mean?
It's a money in the bank. You are guaranteed a title opportunity at any point in time in your choosing.
You can't retain the title. You can't still be champion if you are arrested, though. They will strip you of it.
But Your Honor, I have a briefcase.
I mean, in history, it'll go down that you won the title. So, I mean, I guess you got that, but your reign's going to be pretty short.
Whatever. I think you're looking into it a little too hard. I think that breaking and entering is fun. Speaking of breaking and entering, moving on to the men's Elimination Chamber match, which hopefully will be good. I think it's set up to be really good.
You know who I think is going to break and enter into this match?
Drew McIntyre.
No, he's in the match.
Oh, break and enter into the match. Braun Breaker.
AJ Styles.
Oh, AJ Styles. Who does he have a problem with?
LA Knight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. LA Knight beat him.
He cost AJ Styles a spot in this match. So I'm going to assume that AJ Styles
LA Knight beat him.
Cost... But no. LA Knight beat Ivar.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm all kinds of mixed up right now.
Yeah. Well, AJ Styles and LA Knight have been feuding like since AJ Styles came back like in January, so, or in December, whenever he came back. That's why they were both just part of that Fatal 4-Way at Royal Rumble. So that was basically Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton. And like AJ Styles and LA Knight were just there. Well, it felt like they were just there. I don't like saying that because they're both awesome, but.
Yeah, but sometimes it's true, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so who do you think starts this match?
Okay, this is a... You know what? I'm doing the boring... Well, no, this is kind of opposite of what I said about the women's. I said the two partners are going to start that one. Saying that Logan Paul and Kevin Owens start this match.
Damn, we are very, very similar. Because that's exactly who I was going to say was going to start.
Then... I'm going to say that LA Knight comes out at 3.
Since you brought up the fact you think AJ Styles is going to come out and beat up on LA Knight, I'm going to say LA Knight doesn't even get into the match.
Oh, you think AJ's going to take his spot or something?
No, I think LA Knight's going to try to like come in, and then him and AJ are going to like brawl out of the ring. So I guess you could say LA Knight's the first eliminated in mine.
Okay.
I say Bobby Lashley comes out at 3, though.
Yeah, well, I'm saying Bobby Lashley at 4, so we're kind of on the same page here, I guess.
I say Drew McIntyre comes out last, so Randy comes in at 4 for me.
Okay, well, I'll say Drew at 5 and Randy at 6 for me. And, okay, elimination order, you said LA Knight was your first. I'm going to say Lashley goes out first. Sadly, he kind of feels like, I mean, you could argue the same with LA Knight, I guess, but I don't know. He's been in the title picture over on SmackDown. This feels like, hopefully that Bobby Lashley still gets a nice push after this. Like, it's cool that he's in this match. I think he deserves to be. But in, like, storyline purposes, he kind of feels like the only guy that's, like, just there.
That's kind of fair. I was sitting here thinking about it, and I couldn't make a justification for LA Knight not to be, or not LA Knight, but Bobby Lashley to not be the first person, like, eliminated other than, I say, LA Knight being, you know, the first.
Yeah.
But I mean, LA Knight, I'm saying, is going out on a technicality. Bobby Lashley, yeah, will be the first person, like, pinned and eliminated.
Gotcha. So I'm going to say Logan Paul goes out second.
I'm going to say Kevin Owens goes out next, and then Logan Paul.
Okay, so kind of same thinking for us, but reverse. So I'm saying Kevin Owens goes out third.
I say Logan somehow eliminates Kevin, and then Drew McIntyre probably eliminates Logan.
Okay, see, if in my scenario I think if Logan eliminates Kevin, LA Knight's going to be the one to eliminate Logan, and then Drew's going to be the one to eliminate LA Knight. Kind of spoilers for my next one. LA Knight's going to be my fourth elimination.
I think that leaves me with Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton as my final two.
So we have the same final two right here.
Yeah. But now the question is, who wins?
Man, I'm sorry, Randy, but you're going to have some broken dreams.
I'm going to say Randy's going to win.
Okay. I'm saying Drew. I wouldn't even be mad if Randy wins, but man, Drew deserves this, man. Drew deserves this so fucking much.
The only reason I say Randy is because I'm pretty sure Drew McIntyre's like having contract negotiations, and they're not going to put him in like the main event or like one of the main events of WrestleMania for him to not re-sign, you know?
That's true.
They're not going to make him a massive.
He could also re-sign at any moment. And they'll probably pull the trigger on him, but like he's not confident that they'll do that. So I don't know if he's going to re-sign. And you're right, he's not re-signed. I mean, I can see a world where he still has the match, but he's definitely not winning the title. And yeah, I mean, it would be cool if like the alternative is Randy and just take the title off Seth, let him take a break and hold for a little bit, man. Like for real.
And also, there's so many guys at the top of the card that we don't have to have Seth Rollins around. It's awesome to see him, but like he doesn't have to hang out. You know, he can take a well-deserved rest and let some other guys come in and, you know, and then when he comes back refreshed and stuff, you know, we'll be happy to see him. And then whoever took that Seth Rollins role, they can take a bit of a break. We don't need guys John Cena-ing this shit anymore, being there on literally every single show, every single day. Like, we don't need that kind of stuff anymore.
Not at all. Yeah, now Randy winning, like, his 15th world title would be awesome.
I would honestly rather Drew and then him go on to WrestleMania and win the title.
That's
and have,
I'm
like,
saying.
A lengthy run. But I don't think he will, sadly.
Dude, Drew, like, he's the best heel in the company right now, probably. He's been doing, like, his promo work so, so good.
Yeah, he's great. Remember when I liked him when he was the chosen one? And you were like, ugh, he sucks.
Like, I was wrong. And we were also, like, 12.
Yeah, and then he did that 3MB gimmick, and I was fuck, maybe I'm stupid. Why the fuck did I like this guy? But then he comes back.
Surprisingly, we've only had one match the same this far. That's changed,
wow.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that is about to change. Because for your main event, we have Nia Jax versus the woman always on top, your mommy, Rhea Ripley.
Oh, come on. I mean, it's Rhea Bloody Ripley. She's winning. This isn't Australia. This entire show is based around her, basically. She's on the freaking poster. This is her show, essentially.
I agree. Bayley changes her mind, switches it up, cashes in her Royal Rumble WrestleMania main event on Rhea Ripley at Elimination Chamber and wins. I agree. That's what happens.
No. everything you just said there wrong. There's so many things wrong about that.
Is it like the breaking and entering bullshit?
Yeah, that's not good.
Fine, I guess Rhea beats Nia.
Dude, Bayley and Io have had a pretty fire storyline over on SmackDown. Like, I'm not ready for that match.
I haven't seen really much of any. The only thing I've seen a lot of is the Bloodline stuff with The Rock.
I mean,
and, you know, I can't get away from that in my YouTube recommended.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Yeah. Like, I see that stuff on, like, places where I don't see WWE stuff typically. And I'm seeing it. It's like The Rock has joined a evil faction in the World Wrestling Entertainment Company. It's like,
The Rock is evil? ? The Rock is taking over WWE like he tried to take over DC?
The Rock pushing Roman Reigns to the moon?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
As if he can be pushed any fucking more.
There's a wrestling group I'm in on Facebook, and people post like cringy wrestling stuff. And this guy has built this whole theory around when The Rock threw up the one.
Oh, are you talking that The Rock is a double agent? This theory?
Yeah, that he throws that when up he the
said.
L.
Also, when he said, "I'm gonna make sure that you stay what you are, or whatever," and that's a loser, and he's pointing at Roman.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that, and I'm like,
yeah, that's in my head. I wouldn't like it, but I could see it happening. Like, we haven't gone away enough from, like, the Vince McMahon days to not count out that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that would be so stupid if they did that. Just leave The Rock a heel.
Please.
You know?
Like, have Cody feud with The Rock after I fucking hope he wins the title at WrestleMania 40.
Just do with The Rock what you did with Brock and just have Cody shake his hand. That's how you turn him heel or face right there. You turn him back face.
It's not that complicated. Also, he's The Rock.
It's not hard.
He can turn back face when he wants. Just you gotta let us enjoy the hill rock while we got him.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Well, dude,
that hill promo he did on SmackDown was so much more entertaining than the past two face promos he's done to me.
Yeah, because I don't know. It's just seeing The Rock. It looks like he's having fun, kind of being a heel.
Oh, yeah.
What if he came back and was like a full-time part-timer for like a year or so? You know, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, they only roll him out on like one show a month. I say one show, but like one SmackDown or one Raw. And then they just roll him out on certain pay-per-views.
Yeah, it'd be pretty fucking awesome. He's basically showing up as much as Roman is.
I said a full-time part-timer.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
That's crazy that is such a like double negative, but it's like literally true. Yeah, because Roman is technically a full-time wrestler. Yes, because I don't think you can be a part-timer and be champion. So he's a full-time wrestler, but he only shows up part of the time. Like Brock Lesnar is what I consider a full-on part-timer.
And even then, Roman like last year was showing up probably less than Brock did when he was champion.
Yeah, apparently Roman's had like as many matches in 2023 and 2024 as like some dude has had like title defenses in another company. And I don't know who the dude was or what the title was, but it was that same Facebook wrestling group where they're like, ugh, Roman Reigns is just devaluing the WWE Universal World Heavyweight TV champion, undisputed Universal Intercontinental United States Tag Team Women's Championship.
Yeah, but hopefully he's about to lose it so people can get the fuck over it. I mean, I mostly enjoyed his reign, but like last year,
it's just
like
2023
was so annoying because before then he was showing up like at least pretty regularly, like at least semi-regularly. Like he was there a couple times a month at least. He was having matches on SmackDown still in like 2022. Then he just stopped that entirely. So yeah.
I don't get it.
Like it's weird. Yeah. It's weird that you can be classified as a full-time wrestler when you only wrestle on the PLEs. Like you don't even wrestle on the weekly shows.
I mean, that's pretty much what they're going to do with Punk. But, I mean, he shows up to, like, Raw and stuff like that. So, I don't know.
It's like a bona fide legend contract, more or less.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like legends shouldn't win titles, you know?
No, I agree.
Like, if they want to put a title, like, on Punk or something like that, sure, don't give him no fucking lengthy reign, though. You can put a title on him for like a month or two and then like take it off of him and then just let him have some feuds. But you gotta let young guys do something with that shit.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, if someone like Randy or someone has a title, like young guys not necessarily holding it, just having feuds with Randy can help elevate him too. So like,
exactly.
Just have a guy at that status that's willing to work.
A guy like Braun Breaker.
Because you gotta make like the reign worth something, even if it is like someone like a Randy Orton. I mean, it'll mean something in the matter of months because it's Randy fucking Orton. But you gotta make that reign mean something so like the person that beats him, like that feels more important once they take the title from him.
Yeah, you can't like have Randy Orton win the title and then like have him face fucking Jey Uso, retain, and then go face like Braun Breaker and drop the title. Like, it meant fucking nothing.
Yeah, and it's like when Jinder Mahal beat him. It's like, if there was a story there, it probably would have meant more, but like, it was so fucking random. It did nothing for Jinder, really. I mean, it helped him more like a star. No. It helped him look more like a star, but like, in terms of character, what did the title do for him?
I don't know. It really sounds like you're hindering Jinder right now.
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Forgive me, all you... I don't know what the Jinder fan base goes by. Jinderholics.
Jinderholics. I like that. Oh, I like that. Yes, we are the Jinderholics. Please reform. You know, I have come to like every single member of 3MB, and I want them to reunite.
That would be pretty cool. Drew McIntyre imagine Drew McIntyre leading 3MB again.
Imagine 3MB coming back, but like Heath Slater more in like a manager type of a role. Because dude, Heath Slater could cut a promo.
Yeah, man, he was just doing it. He's just doing it for his kids anyway. Being a manager would be so sick for him.
But yeah, you get like 3MB come back as like a heel faction, but they're like the Bloodline and they're like actually scary. They're not a comedy gimmick. And like have them like dominate the tag division, Jinder and Drew. And Heath be like their MVP type guy, you know, just kind of managing them. That'd be pretty fucking sick. Obviously, Heath Slater. Yeah, he could like, you know, you could put like a US title or an Intercontinental title on him or something like that, you know. But yeah, let Drew and
the talent is so stacked on today's roster, though. Like, that'd be hard.
Oh, to have one faction hold basically every title?
Yeah.
Well, you could put a fourth. They did
that for a minute with the Judgment Day, but it didn't last too long.
You could put a fourth title in there, or a fourth guy in there, and put R-Truth in the three-man band.
Yeah, dude. Just, I don't know.
We're R-Truth, a four-man band! What's up?
Or R-Truth thinks it goes a 1-2-4-3. So he's like, yeah, three-man band! I've always been a part of this.
But yeah, that's Elimination Chamber. Are you excited to what time does it come on for us?
Pretty sure it starts at like 5 a.m. or something like that. Pretty early.
Fuck that. I wake up on that on regular time. I will not be waking up on a Saturday to watch that.
Me either. I'll probably, I don't know, watch it that Saturday evening.
Yeah.
You know, the usual time it comes on, probably around there. Like 6 or 7.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was Elimination Chamber predictions.
Yeah. We'll be back, hopefully, this weekend or sometime shortly after the weekend, discussing the fallout of Elimination Chamber. What we got right, what we got wrong, what we got really wrong, and what we got extremely right, because we are actually wrestling geniuses.
Yeah. So basically, everything I said, I have the script. So, basically, just go make your bets on everything I say.
I mean, you did have the script for Royal Rumble 2024 down pretty pat. I mean,
I did, didn't I? Who sure did I keep predicting that would come back? Sasha?
Yeah, that didn't. Yeah, I thought she was going to win.
I did think she was going to win. Other than that, which I think the script got changed because I was doing so well.
Isn't she in AEW now?
Is she really?
I think so.
Damn, that sucks.
Not 100% sure on that, though, so don't take my word for it. But
well, all I know is the AEW women's division's like bad.
Well,
that's
she's probably
pretty sure that's champion. Part of the
reason. Well, yeah. Other than
I'm pretty like, sure that's like, part of the reason Jade's in WWE.
The only women, it was like, the only woman like on the roster I even know is Britt Baker.
Who?
Britt Baker.
Who's Britt Baker?
That's the dentist, right? Or is that another one? Or am I thinking of someone else?
What are you talking about?
Look, well, I don't know. It's probably not her gimmick, but maybe it is her gimmick. But I don't know. She's like a dentist in real life, though, and she's also a wrestler.
Oh, Paige is on the AEW roster.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, Sayara or whatever her name is.
Wait, yeah, I did know that. My bad.
Yeah, she comes out
at one point, or is she still champion?
I have no idea. Oh. But she comes out to Falling in Reverse songs.
Nice. I like them.
You know, she's dating, like, the lead singer.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, Ronnie Radcliffe. I'm pretty sure she's dating them. But well, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back next time.
Follow this show on different platforms. I don't remember what they are.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, on YouTube, at the Red Arrow. If you're listening, yeah. Subscribe if you're listening to it there. Check out whatever other videos I've uploaded lately. And yeah.
We're still on the journey to do all the X-Men movies before Deadpool 3 also. So.
Yes, indeed. We'll be back on that after Elimination Chamber, more than likely.
So make sure to stick around. Or don't. If you don't stick around, I know where you live. I know where you sleep. Bye!